Welcome to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast for August 2020. Hello there. Welcome back to Season 2 of our Little Podcast. My name is Scott Oshima, and I am your host for the Little Tokyo Little Podcast, a special podcast from your Little Tokyo friends and neighbors, brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo. We're approaching Obon season. For those who don't know, Obon is a Buddhist festival that celebrates our ancestors. You may know Obon from the annual summer carnivals with food and dancing at our Little Tokyo Buddhist temples, including Higashi, Nishi, and Zenshuji temples. While most of our Obon festivals were canceled because of the pandemic, we can still take the time to recognize the long lineage of people who have allowed us to exist here in this moment and place. July 7th, or 7-7, was also Tanabata Festival, a Japanese seasonal festivity based on the folk tales about separated lovers, Oruhime and Hikoboshi. The story goes that the lovers were torn apart by the Milky Way and are only seen together in the sky once per year. In Little Tokyo, we celebrate this with kazari, beautiful mobiles that represent a falling star, and tanzaku, wishes written on a strip of paper and hung on bamboo. You can see a display of both kazari and tanzaku in JACCC's front gallery, as well as tanzaku wishes all year round in front of Blooming Arts in Japanese Village Plaza. For our Obon and Tanabata episode, we'll hear Amy Honjo sharing about Obon tradition, music from Margo and Radio Little Tokyo, Mia sharing memories of Obon, and a special Tanabata ukulele song with Chester. As with every episode, we also celebrate the Japanese 72 micro-seasons. July includes Warm Wind Blows, First Lotus Blossom, and Hawks Learn to Fly. What are Los Angeles's micro-seasons? For me, I've been so sweaty. The heat is humid and the sun is mean. But I do still enjoy sitting in JACCC Plaza and enjoying the shade and warm breeze. How have you seen nature changing? Now, here is the wondrous Amy Honjo, who co-runs Sustainable Little Tokyo's Cycle of Food Committee and is a self-proclaimed trash-talking composter. Amy is also a longtime member of Zenshuji Soto Mission, a Zen Buddhist temple near First Street and Hewitt Street, and is here to share about the traditions of Obon.
Every day, Obon. I don't ever recall having an interest to understand or appreciate Obon, the Buddhist practice of honoring the dead. Although my mother's parents were members of the Higashi Honganji Buddhist Temple in Little Tokyo, my father's parents were charter members of the Japanese Union Church of Santa Maria, a newly formed Christian church. I think this mix of Buddhist and Christian family histories did not enrich my spirituality. Instead, it canceled them out. Further, following World War II, although my parents were not wallflowers, they did not wear their ethnicity on their sleeve, and they probably knew that declaring themselves Christian would make them appear more American in the eyes of the Westerners. In either case, I only experienced glimpses of Obon as a child. At my grandmother's house, there was a black lacquered box with a gold statue inside. I was mesmerized by the scented swirls of smoke rising from the glowing incense sticks. And after my grandfather died, his photo and often a bowl of somen noodles were reverently placed next to this black box, an altar called a butsudan. I never associated this black box and my grandfather's photo with our summer tradition of going to the Obon festivals with all its deliciously prepared Japanese foods, carnival games, and circle dancing. They were just things my family did. Not until later in my life did I learn that Obon was more than just a festival. It is a time to honor your ancestral spirits by visiting family places, cleaning the family gravestones, and beckoning the deceased to come and visit. At this time, family members would show their appreciation for the deceased and recall the selfless acts and sacrifices, as well as their shared joys and happy moments. I especially appreciate the Obon service conducted at the temples. It creates a special time to put your life into perspective and recall the lives that have supported and contributed to the richness of your life. Especially with all the challenges we have experienced this past year, take this opportunity to attend and or view an Obon service and honor and acknowledge the untimely deaths, as well as those who have died contributing to strengthening our families, communities, and our planet. Obon can be experienced every day of our lives.
Let's travel through time and tune in to 1460 AM KTYM, Radio Little Tokyo. For over 35 years, Motau Uwate DJed Japanese oldies and pop hits through the airwaves of Little Tokyo. Motau eventually donated many of his records to Hirokazu Kosaka, our master artist in residence. And Margot is here to keep the music spinning.
なぜ一人行くの燃える方法濡らして歩き始めようさよならの向こうへなぜ捨ててきたの昨日までの思い出歩き始めよう涙から明日へ誰か後ろから呼び止める声が胸を熱くするが振り返らない戻れない今一人行こう燃える方法濡らして歩き始めよう涙から明日へ この街過ぎてもついてくる思い出歩き始めようさよならの向こうへこの地図開けば痛み出す傷跡歩き始めよう涙から明日へ吹きすぎる風が忘れた昨日胸に運ぶけれど振り返らない戻れないこの街過ぎれば明日への架け橋歩き始めよう涙から明日へ涙から明日へ涙から明日へ
you have any memories of visiting Obon Festival or anything similar? Obon is often compared to the Mexican Dia de los Muertos. Please welcome back legendary activist, local historian, and poet Mia Iwataki to share some of her memories of Obon.
In August, Little Tokyo is filled with the spirit of Obon, a festive atmosphere and a celebration of tradition, bringing families and friends together as a community to honor our ancestors and dance Bon Odori at temples, community centers, and the streets of Little Tokyo. Obon is a Japanese Buddhist custom to honor the spirits of our ancestors. Butsudan, household altars, are prepared with offerings of fruit, rice, green tea, sake, and lotus-shaped sweets to welcome spirits and souls of loved ones who come back to visit. Paper lanterns decorate houses to guide the spirits home. This is our celebration of Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, a tradition we share with many other cultures. Obon has been celebrated in Japan for over 500 years. This August, we will also commemorate the 40th anniversary of the Commission on Wartime Relocation and Internment of Civilians, the CWRIC, hearings of 1981. During World War II, 120,000 Americans of Japanese ancestry were rounded up and imprisoned in armed guard barbed wire concentration camps. Lives and livelihoods were cut short. Families were separated. Property was lost or stolen. After years of community advocacy, a presidential commission, the CWRIC, was established to study the camps, hear testimony, and make recommendations. At these hearings, Issei and Nisei broke 40 years of silence and gaman. They stood up and told their stories. Many had never even spoken of camp to their own children. In L.A., the hearing rooms overflowed with families, friends, and fellow camp survivors. The love and support was palpable. And in that atmosphere, these hearings became a vehicle for the testifiers and for the Japanese-American community to begin a healing process that comes with the airing and the sharing of grievances and a collective recognition and outrage over this blatant injustice. These courageous testimonies unified our community, put a human face on the World War II concentration camp experience, and deeply impacted the trajectory of the fight for reparations. The hearings in Los Angeles were captured on video by VC and NCRR, and today we can still see, hear, and honor the powerful words of our ancestors who survived the camps. This August is also the 33rd anniversary of the signing of the Civil Liberties Act of 1988, which gave $20,000 restitution for camp survivors or their heirs, a presidential apology, and an educational fund. The courage and determination of the camp survivors and the commitment from the grassroots were key to the legislative, judicial, and executive branch victories. I really wanted my grandparents to live to see reparations. I dreamed of hand-delivering the check and the presidential apology to them. I wanted to hug Grandpa and tell him I was in awe of his ability to be a free and loving spirit who brought joy and laughter to our family, an eccentric inventor, antique repair artisan, brown rice and vegetable juice advocate, a first Issei hippie. And Grandma, tempered, tall, regal, artist, and classical Japanese cook, quite the opposite of Grandpa. I wanted them to receive reparations for surviving all of the racism, the hardships, the camp, and coming out of it with so much grace. Our Issei are the ancestors we honor during August and Obon. Currently, legislation to establish a commission for African-American reparations is pending. We support H.R. 40 and acknowledge the insights we gained from the civil rights and early struggles by the Black community for justice and equality, which inspired our own fight for reparations. There is much to celebrate and much work still ahead to honor the spirits of our ancestors who pushed on despite racism and adversity so that we might have a better life. In camp, a Terminal Island woman gave voice to these hardships in a searing haiku, capturing the essence of life in America. Enduring, and yet enduring, the color of my skin. This is Mia Iwataki for Little Tokyo, Little Podcast.
Chester Ike is back with a special ukulele song about Tanabata Festival called Tanabata Sama. Chester has been teaching seniors ukulele with Bob and Ken since 2015. We're hoping to have all of our students jamming together again this fall. Now we invite you to listen to this lovely ukulele song while writing a wish on a tanzaku strip of paper and hanging it somewhere in your home.
Sasa no ha sara sara no kiba ni yureru O hoshi sama kira kira kin gin suna no Oshiki no tanzaku watashi ga kaita O hoshi sama kira kira sora kara miteru
That wraps up our Obon and Tanabata episode. Thank you so much to Amy, Margot, Matao, Hirokazu, Mia, Chester, and you, our listeners. See you next month for episode 6, celebrating Biddy Mason, who is one of our city's cultural mothers and one of the first Black landowners in LA, including owning buildings in Little Tokyo. Little Tokyo, Little Podcast is brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, and our generous funders, the Kresge Foundation and the Rotary Club of Little Tokyo. We are wishing you all health and happiness from our homes to yours. This is Scott Oshima signing off from the Little Tokyo, Little Podcast.